Welcome to Patches of Inspiration, the podcast where we discuss everyday living with biblical principles. Hi, I'm Sonny, your host for Patches of Inspiration, the podcast that connects how you live each day in a spiritually connected way. Today, we will be discussing the blessing is hidden for our everyday topic. And I wanted to discuss this topic based on a recent experience I had that was just a personal something that happens to us. I think sometimes the things that happen to us in our daily living, we may not understand or miss the spiritual or biblical messages that are involved in those things. And so it was very important that as I experienced this, that I'm going to be sharing with you in this particular podcast, the revelation that came to me spiritually and the message that I received from God around that is how I came to this topic. The blessing is hidden. All right, so I received this message and it was really important to me that I get this message out. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go in, I'm going to record this podcast because it is so important to get this message out. And so the message is about when the blessings are hidden and God's blessings don't expire. And what led me to get the revelation for this message, I wanted to kind of share a little bit about what was happening or what was going on. I think a lot of times when we're dealing with life and when we're going through things, we're praying for a blessing. We're praying for a breakthrough. We're praying for an answer or message from God. And sometimes that prayer may be answered or that blessing may be there, but it is just hidden. And I'm going to give you a testimony of mine. I had a issue last year. So it happened last year. And as a result of the issue that I had, I was due a refund. I was due some money. And I had worked with the companies that were involved to try to get this refund that was rightfully due to me. And long story short, I never heard anything. There was never any follow-up or follow-through. I never received a follow-up phone call or email or anything to indicate that they were going to honor my request and that they were going to resolve the issue. So me being the simple person that I am, I decided, you know what? I'm going to just let it go and move on. And so that is exactly what I did. Well, I have a process in my household where I don't open mail. Bills, like many people, we pay online. And so we know what those bills are. And when it's time to pay the bills, we, you know, pull those out, see what's due, and then we go ahead and we pay those bills. So long story short, my mail literally piles up for months. And what I mean by that is when things come in, I mean, obviously I look out for those important things, but if it doesn't look quote unquote important to me, it goes into what most people call the junk mail pile, which is I just let it build up and then I sort through it and discard of it at a later date. Well, obviously my junk mail pile had gotten really big. I keep everything in a really big bag. And, you know, I know where to find it, and that's where it goes. Well, a week ago, I was talking, and I decided to take on an exercise that I was not going to do, which is, guess what? Go through my junk pile mail and sort through it. And the reason why is because we were making some adjustments in our household and how we're paying our bills. And based on those adjustments, I'm like, okay, I need to sort through and just kind of get things organized a little bit before we transition how we're going to make these changes going forward. Well, in the process of sorting through my junk mail, I come across a envelope or a letter that was odd shaped in size, so it looked like a letter. You wouldn't expect it to be of anything of significance, but it was just something about this envelope. And mind you, in these last few months, I had several envelopes, okay? But there was just something about this particular envelope that stood out to me. And I said, you know what? This looks like it could be a check. Let me open this up. I opened it up, and guess what it was? It was a check. And not just any check, but a significant check. So here it is, all these months, I had a significant check stashed away in my junk mail pile over in the corner in my junk mail bin, okay? I look at the check, and the check was dated for the middle of January, okay? So it's dated for the middle of January, and it expires in 6 months, which means the check expires the middle of July. Now, I just so happened to decide after all this time that I wanted to go and sort through my mail at the beginning of July. So I literally not only overlooked this refund, this significant check, but I almost let it expire as well. If I hadn't been inspired to go and go through that exercise that I went through at that particular time. I say that to say, I was mind blown to even find this check. I was totally thinking, oh my gosh, for months this check has been sitting here looking like junk mail, totally ignored. I say that to say there are times in our lives that our blessing is hidden, that God will implant or place the blessing right in front of you. God will have a blessing for you. God will have the answer to your prayers, but sometimes it just may be hidden. And that was the case with this check, is that this blessing, this significant financial blessing, was hidden. It was hidden because I, and this is the other thing we have to think about, had placed a label on a blessing that God had given. And the label that I had placed was that junk mail. If it's junk mail, if it looks like junk mail, whatever the case may be, feels like junk mail, it's junk mail. There's no value and no significance in it. Sometimes the very thing that may look like junk to us, the very thing that may have no value or significance to us, is the very thing that is a blessing. Sometimes the very blessings we are praying for, the blessings and the answers that we want to get from God are right there, but they may be hidden. The other thing I want to say is, and I'm hoping that this encourages someone, which is that God's blessings, when God decides that you are going to be blessed, when God decides to implant that blessing in your life, when God decides that you are going to have that blessing will not expire. I literally was days away from this check expiring, something I had for several months. But God placed upon my heart an action to make me go through that process and inspire me to actually go through something I didn't even plan on doing. And I found this particular check just in time before it expired. God will not let your blessings expire. They are going to be revealed to you just in time, if that's the case. So again, I just wanted to really share this message because I think that a lot of times we label things as one thing. And the very way that we label things is how we treat them. And how we treat them could very well be the very thing that God has implanted a blessing in our life with or through. The other thing I want to point out is that sometimes our blessings may be hidden. It may be right there, not in plain sight, but God may hide it until He's ready to reveal the blessing to you. And when God has decided that you are going to receive a blessing, know that the blessing that God has for you and for your life cannot and will not expire. You can get to the very last date and find out, or within the very last week, and that blessing will come through or be revealed. So your blessings will not expire. So again, I hope that this encourages someone. I hope this inspires someone. This is a message that was placed on my heart around this testimony of what I received. And these were the things that God revealed to me in this blessing that I received. So take this information, be encouraged, be inspired. So how do we connect this biblically? For today, we're going to go to scripture, like always, for our biblical principles. We have two scriptures today that will represent our biblical principles, okay? And so they are coming from the NIV, or the New International Version. The first scripture is Ecclesiastes 3:1, which says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." The second scripture comes from Acts 1:7. It says, "He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority.'" Why did I pull these scriptures? Remember, the message is the blessing is hidden. I pulled these scriptures because they are direct reference to the authority of God's timing in our life. That there is a time for everything under the works of heaven. There's a time for everything when God is at work. And when we talk about the scripture in Acts, when it says it's not for you to know the time or the dates, because God is the authority. So this is where we exercise our faith in knowing that God is the authority in our lives. And because God is the authority, it is God's timing and dates that are perfect. So this is why for our biblical principles, for the message, the blessing is hidden, are coming from time-oriented scriptures and why I pulled these two. So hopefully these scriptures bring a sound connection to the message today on the blessing is hidden. And through this, you learn to see and know through the word of God that not only is God's timing perfect, but God has a time for everything that happens in our life. God is the ultimate authority over the timing of everything that happens in our life. And when God has decided that we are going to be blessed, that you are going to be blessed, even though your blessing may be hidden, that blessing will not expire. I want to thank you for listening to Patches of Inspiration, the podcast that bridges everyday living with biblical principles. My name is Sani, your host, and until next time, remember to live each day in a biblically principled way.